Chapter 3 Review. A function is a unit of code designed to perform a certain task. By dividing our program up into several different functions, we organize our code into more easily manageable parts. Moreover, functions help avoid code duplication. To define a function, you must specify its return type, its name, its parameter list, and a body. The exam is multiple choice, so you won't have to write any functions, but you will have to look at some functions and be able to identify problems and or errors in them. In addition, you will look at some code that uses functions, and you will have to provide the output. Thus, you will need to understand how functions work, how arguments are passed, and how return values work. Variable scope refers to what variables a part of the program can see or know about. A variable defined in a particular code unit is said to be local relative to that code unit. A variable defined outside a particular code unit is said to be global relative to that code unit. A unit of code can see variables that are global and local relative to it. Variable scope is an important topic, and you can expect some exam questions on it. Reviewing the examples from the textbook will help. The C++ standard library provides functions for many of the elementary math functions and operations, such as trigonometric, logarithmic, exponential functions, as well as square root and absolute value functions. To use the standard math functions, you will need to include the CMath header file. You should be able to recognize and use the basic math functions explained in the textbook. Use the rand function to generate random numbers. Remember to seed the random number generator with the system time first, and only once per program, using the srand function, so that your programs generate different random numbers every time the programs run. To use the random number functions, you will need to include the c-standard-lib header file. You can expect at least one question on using the standard random number generator functions on the exam. Remember that the generator needs to be seeded and know how to alter the range a random number is generated in. Function overloading allows us to implement several versions of a function with the same name as long as the function signature is still different. The signature of a function includes the function name and parameter listings. Therefore, to implement several versions of a function with the same name, we must vary the parameter listings between the different versions so that the signatures differ. By vary parameter listings, we mean different in quantity, in type, or both. Note that a function signature does not include the return type. You will need to be able to identify if a function is overloaded correctly and which version of a set of overloaded functions is invoked in a driver program. A default parameter is a parameter where the caller has the option of specifying an argument for it. If the function caller chooses not to specify an argument for it, then the function uses a specified default value, hence the name default parameter. To make a parameter a default parameter, we append the syntax equals value to the parameter name. Note that the default parameter syntax is only specified in the function declaration and not in the definition. For the exam, you should be able to recognize a default parameter and if it is being used correctly.